Prime Minister announces second phase of flood mitigation program, and parliamentarians approve amendments to Children Guardianship and Custody Act. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The National Works Agency, the NWA, will be moving into a second phase of the flood mitigation program, which will see an increase in drain cleaning. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement in Parliament on Tuesday. He says approximately 216 drains and culverts, known for their high susceptibility to flooding, have been targeted for priority cleaning. Mr. Holness adds that some $200 million in additional funding for the program is to be provided by the Road Maintenance and Tourism Enhancement Funds. In the meantime, the Prime Minister has refuted reports that all constituencies did not receive equal attention under a recent island-wide flood mitigation program carried out by the NWA. Mr. Holness says, based on reports from the NWA, he is confident the exercise can stand up to public scrutiny.
To date, $219 million have been certified for debushing and drain cleaning works across all 14 parishes, which would include all constituencies. The second phase will see greater importance being placed on the cleaning of drains rather than on bushing of verges.
Meanwhile, Jamaica and Cuba have pledged to identify ways to deepen collaboration and exchanges in the areas of trade, tourism, climate change and disaster mitigation, as well as culture and education.
We have affirmed the commitment to examine the possibilities at the bilateral level to improve the current state of economic relations and methods for expansion, especially in light of the new dynamics in U.S.-Cuba relations.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness, addressing Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives, where he led tributes to late former President of the Republic of Cuba, Fidel Castro. He says among the possible areas identified for action is a stronger mechanism for cooperation in culture, music, and the creative industries.
Recently, we signed a multi-destination agreement because it appears that the first plank of the new relationship between the U.S. and Cuba is on tourism, and we want to market the Caribbean as a product.
In his tribute, Mr. Holness said Fidel Castro has been a significant leader on the world stage. He noted the long-standing friendly relations between Cuba and Jamaica, with Jamaica receiving assistance in the areas of education, health, and sports. The Prime Minister says Cuba is an important part of the Caribbean community and represents a strong potential for trade and investments in the region.
We are unwavering in our commitment and hope to see the economic embargo against Cuba lifted. Indeed, Mr. Speaker, Jamaica is preparing for that day, which is inevitable and imminent.
Leader of the opposition, Portia Simpson Miller, said Fidel Castro was the consummate leader and a great friend of Jamaica.
His legacy will live on well beyond the 90 years of his life. Fidel Castro, despite being born into material comfort, dedicated his education, training, and indeed his whole life to the struggle for Cuba's social and economic revolution.
Fidel Castro, who died on Friday, November 25, led the island nation for almost 50 years. And the Children Guardianship and Custody Amendment Act was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to give effect to the government's decision to enact legislation to implement the terms of the 1980 Hague Convention on Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction and to facilitate Jamaica's accession to the agreement. The Hague Convention aims to protect children from the harmful effects of abduction and retention across international boundaries by providing a procedure to bring about their prompt return. While opening the debate on the bill last month, Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck said incidents of international child abductions continue to pose a serious challenge in light of the ease in international travel and the rise in divorce rates, among other factors. The bill was passed in the upper house in July. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.